Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me right now, I have Olivia Parker. She's the executive director for Family Kitchen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Happy to be here.
You're the new executive director.
Yes, right? I joined Family Kitchen in November of 2024.
Okay, so you've been there a little while. You kind of know what's going on now.
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It is going well. It is such a wonderful organization to be a part of, such a community-based grassroots organization. I am so proud to be here.
There's a million different reasons why, in my opinion, that the demand for your services are going up. Some people go without food so they can pay the rent. And as we know, we kind of got a housing issue going on here and some different things like that. Are you seeing a pretty good increase in demand?
We are, yes. So we serve in-person meals at our downtown Bend location 7 days a week. On average, in a month in person, we generally serve about 4,500 meals. In April of 2025, we served over 5,500. And this most recent May 2025, we served 6,859 meals. That is more meals than we have ever done in a month since opening in 1986.
Wow. Wow. Where does your food come from?
Our food is mostly purchased. We purchase the vast majority of our food with funds that generous donors and local businesses donate to Family Kitchen. We are a 501c3 organization. So we purchase the vast amount of our food, and that is because of quantity. We are making such large amounts of meals. It's really hard to depend on a can of something being donated, right? When we know that we need 50 pounds of it.
Sure, sure. And when you get a can of this and a can of that, it's kind of hard to.
Yes. And, you know, distribute. We take those donations in, we stockpile them, and we use them for our soups and all sorts of other things. But when it comes to, you know, we make a dish with chicken for dinner and we need, you know, 200 pounds of chicken thighs, we have to purchase that food.
Sure, sure. And what area do you serve exactly?
Yes, Family Kitchen serves Bend, Sisters, and Redmond. Bend is our only in-person meal site, like I said, 7 days a week. In Sisters, we do one to-go meal on Tuesday nights out of the Sisters Community Church. That is a drive-through style operation, so you can drive through, walk through, bike through, and get your meals. And then in Redmond, we primarily operate a prep kitchen where we then distribute meals out through a network of local partners.
Off air, you and I were talking. You told me you guys are kind of working with COVO right now.
Yes, COVO, Central Oregon Veterans Outreach. The folks over at COVO are doing such amazing work in our community. Frank and JW are really doing good work out in the camps. You may have seen, some local Central Oregon news has been talked about federally when it comes to the recent camp closures. So Family Kitchen prepares about 185 sack lunches weekly. And then our friends at COVO come and pick them up and take them out to the camps. That has increased by almost 100% over the last year. They used to do about 100 meals a week to those folks, and now they're doing almost 200. So that's another area we've seen a big increase.
Wow, wow. So you guys prepare the meals and they deliver them. That's interesting. I don't know. Did you grow up here?
I did not.
You didn't. So I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but it's interesting here in Bend how our nonprofits work together.
Yes.
To make this stuff happen. And I've heard that it's not like that everywhere and that we're kind of cool that way.
Yes. No, I like to say that our partnerships are our superpower. Here in Bend and up in Redmond, we have a network of local partners. We work with Oasis Villages. We work with Central Oregon Villages, like I said, COVO, and a few other nonprofits to make sure our food's getting to the folks who need it, right? We know we can't get everyone from our centralized location, and so we depend on those networks who are already, you know, working with the same folks we serve to make sure people who need the food are getting it.
Right. I think it's important to mention, and I probably do this in a lot of interviews when we're talking about food insecurity, that when you think of food insecurity, you need to remember it's not just, you know, the few panhandlers that you see. These are working families and single people as well that are, they're working sometimes two or three jobs.
Yes.
And they're living in a, they could be living in a house, might not be living in a house, yep. But they're they're functioning members of society, but the thing for some reason, well, maybe because it's the easiest, it seems, the thing that they cut out of their budget is their food.
Yep.
So either they're eating like not enough or stuff that's really not that good for them.
Yeah. You know, we serve a wide variety of folks. Like you said, we serve folks who have multiple jobs, right? We serve families. We serve individuals who are homeless. Something in Central Oregon I don't think a lot of folks see, but definitely exists. There are a lot of folks in our town living in their vehicles, specifically families. And that's a really hard thing to wrap your head around, right? There are little kids who wake up in their car and go to school.
Sure.
And a lot of them at night come to Family Kitchen for dinner. And you know, these are wonderful people that are trying their best, but it's a hard time to, it's a hard time to exist and cover all of those bases. You know, Family Kitchen, like I said, we serve a wide variety of people. For some people, they come to Family Kitchen so that they don't have to eat McDonald's again for dinner. For some people, they come to Family Kitchen because that is the only food they have access to.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us, what do you guys need? How can people help you in your mission?
Yes. Three things that we depend on to run. So our mission at Family Kitchen is to provide nutritious food to folks in a safe and welcoming environment. The three things that help us be able to do that, the first are our volunteers. Family Kitchen depends on a network of over 500 volunteers on a yearly basis.
Wow.
And that is outstanding. And we always, always have shifts that are open that we need folks to sign up for. So if you go to our website, familykitchen.org, you can see all of our volunteer opportunities in Ben Sisters and Redmond. We always need folks to come help out. We really depend on those volunteers. The other two pieces are, you know, monetary donations and food donations. If you ever have the ability to support Family Kitchen financially, or if you have, you know, a way to help with food donations, that is a way you can really help our organization and the community that we serve.
And just reach it to the website to do that.
Yes, www.familykitchen.org.
All right, we've been talking to Olivia Parker. She's the executive director for Family Kitchen. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, give us the website one more time.
www.familykitchen.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.